So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Steve Newell.
Very soothing. It's good.
The music of Buenos Aires.
I think that's a part of the world that's not terrorized by giant monsters and Godzilla 2, King of the Monsters.
Okay.
But well, to be honest, I got a bit confused during this movie, so it could well have been.
Is Godzilla really, truly King of the Monsters?
Well, it's kind of a... You have to watch the movie to see, really. It's a lot is revealed in the 132 minutes that this special effects gigantor blockbuster wannabe goes for.
From far away, here's what I liked. I liked that Godzilla was basically just it's a classic Godzilla story where the other beasts show up and Godzilla kind of has to save the day.
He's got to have some smashes.
He's a goodie.
Yep.
He's more of a goodie.
He's got a rumble or two, for sure.
So yep. Godzilla plays the hero in this.
From far away, like I've seen the trailer through like a JB Hi-Fi window kind of thing.
Yeah, now I think the most recent trailer for this film gives away, like shows glimpses of all the big monster battles that happened during it, so it's kind of renders it a bit spoilery. But
okay,
never mind.
So.
But some of that stuff looks really good. My main problem with this film was that I didn't enjoy it too much because so much of it is in the dark, at night, in a storm, underwater, underground, and you can't see.
Can't
and it gets
see.
Really confusing. And I don't know, like you want to see these big monsters do their thing.
Do
but
it in daylight.
Just, yeah.
Why did they, you know, set it at night?
Well, I think like the one cynical point of view, I'm not cynical, so I don't subscribe to this, but might be that it's easy to do your CG if you can't see it properly and it's a bit dark.
Totally.
Another might be that... I reckon like concept art and static drawings look really great with dramatic, moody lighting, but if you're watching that for 10 minutes, it starts to become a bit of a drag. It's just not a lot of contrast in it. And I saw a 2D screening of this film, was a bit confused by what was going on.
For a second there, I thought maybe you put Locke at it.
Yeah.
A dark movie on Putlocker or something like that.
You know, fair enough.
That's a nightmare. That is a real nightmare.
Like one of those ones where they've had to try and put the 3D glasses over the lens. To
yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work, hey?
Cut more dots and have another look at it.
Try it with two cameras, still doesn't work.
Steve, it seems.
I absolutely wouldn't see this film in 3D because if I'm perplexed about what's going on screen in a 2D screening because it's a bit dark, then it's going to be garbage.
It seems like Hollywood hasn't put out a good Godzilla blockbuster ever.
No, but it's not. I mean, it's not really. It's not really for the Yanks,
Hollywood's,
is it? To be honest,
territory.
Is it?
But that hasn't stopped them from trying, has it?
No, it certainly hasn't. It's really unfortunate because this is setting up next year's crossover event, which pits Godzilla versus Kong. Kong Skull Island from a couple of years ago, I really enjoyed seeing that a couple of times.
Is he big enough? Is King Kong big enough?
It's pretty big.
They're just going to make him the same size. It's kind of like
big.
A back to Tom Cruise kind of situation, isn't it?
I mean, I guess there's all...
One of them's going to be standing on a box.
Kong Skull Island is set in like just post-Vietnam as well, so maybe he's kept growing for a couple of decades or something. Mm. But yeah, it's a bit disappointing. I was actually quite looking forward to it last night. I was a bit tired and was like, you know what, I kind of just want to kick back and watch some big fights and stuff. And so look, some of it looks great, but at 132 minutes and with really, don't even get me started on the shitty human characters running around doing dumb stuff.
Sounds like it's all in the mastering, like just a little bit more brightness.
A little bit more brightness,
would
maybe,
have been
yeah.
Everything,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it certainly would have helped. I got out of my seat real fast when it finished. Which is
a little digital pop-up.
Maybe the speed of exiting the seat will be the new review metric.
Mm.
This one was real fucking fast.
Now, Steve, is Paramount that put out Rocket Man? Is that out yet?
Yes, that opens this week.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did see it. I didn't
is it
want
good?
To. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see it.
It doesn't look good to me.
And it's
everyone's
you know
going
what?
Nuts about
it's
it.
All right. It's all right. It's all right.
I don't
Does
like
it stand
no,
up with the...
And you know what? I'm going to say, fair enough. Because when I say that's all right, I'm not saying like, oh, it's all right. So it's all right.
Yeah.
I remember a few months ago, like, laying into Daffodils, the New Zealand musical that used songs to tell parts of the story, and it was just really awkward and hard to watch. This one has that same kind of technique, but at least it's like Elton John songs. But
yeah, that's the thing. The strong back catalogue.
It also kind of gets a bit confusing because he didn't write the lyrics, so why are they about his life anyway?
See, I don't even know his name. Shame on me.
Yeah, Bernie Taupin. Look,
does he pop up in there?
He certainly does. Jamie Bell plays Taupin, and that's fine. Like, seeing their relationship on screen is interesting. I don't, know a ton about Elton John, I guess.
Not even now?
Well, it's not an educational film.
Oh, what?
From the get-go, the opening of the film.
Are you telling me to wait for the book?
Okay. The opening of the film sets the scene because Taron Egerton is getting dressed in a ridiculous costume with like devil wings and horns, and then he walks down a hall. The camera's at the far end of the hall. So he flings some doors open. The silhouette walks down the hall, and you're like, "Oh, he's going to play a show." And then he just walks into an AA meeting and plonks down in a circle full of people and starts telling his story.
Elton John pushing the boat out since back in the day.
It's kind of, at least there's those elements. John's quite involved in the production itself. He settles a few scores, like he paints people he doesn't like as being complete assholes. It's quite bitchy, but devery, that kind of suits. Look, at least it's kind of fun. And it's because it's a bit weird and musically and fantastical, it's not a by the numbers biopic. So it's just scrapes across the line to watchable.
Man.
High praise. I think that I didn't leave the cinema quite as quickly after that as there Godzilla, but maybe like half as quickly, twice as slowly.
Also, it's whether or not you make eye contact with other people after the sort of show, then you know if it's sort of good or not. If you don't want to look at anyone,
I didn't want eye contact after Rocket Man or Godzilla. So
moving on.
There we go.
Now, Steve. Shit. The segment is brought to us and you, the listener, by the Hollywood Avondale. This week at the Hollywood Avondale, the Warriors...
They're getting through these vintage performing movies. Are all these on 30-something screening mil or whatever?
Yeah, I think Warriors is on 35 tomorrow. That's a goodie. I'm also a big fan of Repo Man, which plays
Friday.
I've
never seen Repo Man. Is it good?
Friday, yeah,
man.
Great.
Is it a must-see?
I reckon, yeah. It's a scrappy film full of chewed. It's got a great punk soundtrack. It's a real attitude of a film. And there's some great life advice. Harry Dean Stanton stars opposite Emilio Estevez. They are repo men. You can probably look at Wikipedia. You can figure out what it's about. But highly recommend it. So Thursday, Friday, they're looking pretty good.
Thursday, Friday. And Prince's Purple Rain on Sunday.
Oh, that's all right, eh?
I haven't seen it.
It's not a bad run. It's not a bad run this week, Hollywood.
Three good films. Shall we check out this Repo Man?
Yeah, let's get a bit of life advice.
Guys are getting their cars at any time. Get in at 3 a.m., get up at 4. That's why there ain't a Repo Man I know that don't take speed.
Speed, huh?
Jesus Christ.
I never broke into a car, never hotwired a car, kid. I never broke into a trunk. I shall not cause harm to any vehicle, nor the personal contents thereof, nor through inaction let that vehicle or the personal contents thereof come to harm. It's what I call the repo code, kid. Don't forget it. Etch it in your brain. Not many people got a code to live by anymore. Hey, look at that. Look at those assholes over there. Ordinary fucking people. I hate them.
Me too.
What do you know, kid?
See, an ordinary person spends his life avoiding tense situations. Repo Man spends his life getting into tense situations.
Then we followed up with Lonesome and Michael.
Let's go get a drink.
Pretty inspiring stuff.
Milo Estevez kind of playing Charlie Sheen. A little bit.
A little bit. Runs in the family.
Or they've got a cold. You'll never know.
Right, dudes.
Cheers, Steve.
See you next week.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.